Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now again, I want to say I'm so glad you guys are joining me because I had so much fun, a great time in Barbados that I'm so happy to be able to share it with everyone. And in particular, one of the things that I had a chance to do is visit the home of Sheena Rose, who is a contemporary Caribbean artist from Barbados, born and raised there, and really started all of her artwork and all of her painting and drawings right there at her home that I had a chance to visit. Her parents are delightful, and I can really see where she gets all of her creative energy and inspiration from. But I don't want to take up the time with talking about me and my experience there. I want Sheena to come on. So Sheena, I'm so glad to have you join us today here on the phone, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Anita. How are you doing?
I am doing great, thank you. And I have Olivia here with me, and we're so excited to get started chatting with you.
Hi, Olivia.
Thanks I'm for great. Joining us, Sheena.
So, Sheena, why don't we start off by maybe you're telling me, are you still in Florida? Because I know when I was in Barbados, you were in Florida for a residency.
I'm not in Florida right now. I'm back in Barbados. I just did a residency called the Hermitage Artist Retreat, and it was really amazing. So I'm just back home here, just doing it, you know, just here working.
Well, what are you working on now that you're back home?
Well, I've been back home since like 2-3 weeks now. And I've been working on some paintings. I've been working on, like, mostly paintings. I'm applying for Prism Art Fair. And just preparing for this art fair that will be in Miami in December time. So while I've been working, I realized a lot of people were really loving these new paintings that I've been working on that call Invisibles. But I call them Invisible Mixed with Sweet Gossip, which is one of my previous art pieces. Our art style that I decided to combine with this new style I'm working on. And I've been just sharing it a lot on my Instagram account, and I realized that collectors, followers, all kinds of people just falling in love with these paintings. So I'm really excited, but kind of like overwhelmed trying to get this new work done, this new body of work done.
Well, describe it for us so that the listeners who have not seen your Instagram and your website, I know they're going to run and check it out now, but can you describe for us what makes that one different, what makes it unique?
Okay, so with this new body of work, or what people would know me for, or what I've been working on for quite some time, usually I use myself a lot in my work, and at first I've been looking at like cultural spaces. And now I'm looking at cultural identity, race, gender, and just asking and questioning myself a lot as a Black Caribbean woman. And in these new paintings, in my earlier work, I had this body work called Sweet Gossip, which I was, again, looking at cultural identity and pop culture. And to me, I was seeing Barbados pop culture was like gossip because on TV shows and on radio and commercials, they always had someone that was nosy and always talking someone's name. So I was just seeing that kind of Barbadian interaction and just decided to put them on paintings that were like pop art and graphical. But with this newer work now, I decided to become a little bit more painterly, like more fine arts and adding tones onto the skin. Before, with my portraits, I just used to have like a solid white skin and very graphical, cartoony look. But now the work is like transforming or going into a new stage of, as I say, expressive, but yet with a bit of graphic, flat colors along with it. So that's what I've been working on and questioning a lot about. Also, too, what happened to those classical paintings when you see those poses? And you don't see a lot of Black people in the images. So I want to see what happened if I see myself do or imitate those classical paintings. Mm-hmm. So now I'm are using other people, especially black women, but now I want to include men, I guess black people, into the paintings and imitate the classical poses, but with pop art kind of look, with flat graphical colors.
And the sweet gossip part, I love that name, first of all. is that to add sort of a lighter side to it as well? I mean, is that kind of how you're attaching that part to it?
I think, no, that's a good question, because I was just looking at the aesthetic of it. I was looking at the flat graphical part of it. And the concept part of the sweet gossip, I wasn't quite looking at as like Barbadians gossiping anymore. I was just looking at the aesthetic part. But if I do have to think of that concept, I'm thinking more of the interaction, the contemporary interaction among ourselves, but still mixing those classical poses into the painting. So I guess, like, right now, painting my best friend, Carmen Neely. She's African-American. I'm Caribbean. And to me, I want to somewhat branch away with the idea of Caribbean also and just think a little bit more generalized of black, you know, and asking, what are we? Who are we, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the residency, the Hermitage Artist Retreat, I created an astronaut suit, and on the first day I was there in Florida at the residency, I was hearing these unfortunate racist interactions, and I was asking myself, do you see more than me? Do I look like a monster? Do I look like an alien? Or what's wrong with my skin? Or what's, you know, like, not wrong, but what is it? So I decided to draw, like, astronaut suits and so on, but now coming back to Barbados, I don't want to focus on Barbados like one time. I want to focus more on the interaction with people, and especially how do people see black people.
I really like that. I think that's a really, really good focus. Now,
thank you.
Now, let's go back a little bit, though, because when I look at your art, I mean, I see you're delving into that a little bit, even with some of the original paintings and drawings that I've seen of yours, where you do have yourself mm-hmm. included. As you mentioned, you know, that you have, you know, against sort of like that white backdrop. So talk a little bit about some of that art of yours and how that was some of your first art.
You mean the white backdrop? You mean like before the patterns in the background? Or
Yeah, some of the first work that you were doing.
My first work I was doing, well, those are the invisible pieces where I didn't add any, the flat paintings, sweet gossip paintings inside. And I remember our art critic, it was so funny, our art critic wrote about the Barbadian art scene, and he complimented me, but he insulted me. And it was so funny because he said that to him, the word invisible belittled the work. But to me, of course, I might be coming from a biased side because it's my work, but if he gave me a chance to explain what I mean by invisible, usually people know me as a loud person. Usually people see me always laughing and speaking very vocally, and you can't miss me. But there are moments that you're, you know, there are mm-hmm. moments that you're quiet. There are moments that you just want to be invisible and watch. Mm-hmm. There are moments that you want to be observant. And it's not just about you anymore. So that's why I call them invisibles, because once you're quiet, especially in a place that's full of crickets and grasshoppers and animals around, once you're quiet, even in a busy area, you start to hear all the little elements around you become louder.
Mm.
And that's what happens. So when you loud all the time, to become invisible. But when you become quiet, they start to reappear.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, when I was painting myself, I was avoiding the skin. I wasn't avoiding it purposely. I was looking at it aesthetically that it looked really cool looking.
Yeah.
But then when I really, you know, when I really face myself and really look at the skin and look at, again, questionable black, there's so many colors that are on us, purple, orange, blue, red, you know, and then questionable our history and So that's why I call them invisible, because they start to reappear, you know?
To reappear. I love this. I love this. And I love this conversation that we're having, Sheena. So we need to stop for a moment just take a quick break. So if you can stay with us, we're going to come back, because I have more questions for you.
So, no problem, Anika.
Great, great, great. So you guys sit tight, too, as you are listening to me talk with Sheena Rose, a contemporary Caribbean artist from Barbados. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.